Command number 62. Do not be called teacher or leader. Do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father. Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is, Christ. Matthew 23:8-10. An entire history of Christendom could be written from the perspective of the slow, steady, continuous divergence of Christ's followers from Christ's commands. This deviation began early. We tend to idealize the first century church as the prototype and paragon of church life. In fact, the church of the first century set this pattern in motion. Though Paul occupies an exalted place on a pedestal of infallibility for many, responsibility rests on his head for overly doctrinalizing the work of Christ, such that the commands of Christ took a back seat in his teaching. The inevitable result was a church through the years more mired in dogma than energized and continually renewed by the daily exampling of Matthew 5-7 and John 13-17. This does not diminish the towering contributions of Paul to Christian thought, especially when he does focus on the commands. But neither can we be naive. We must read all doctrine and teaching, from Paul to the present, through the lens of the commands, or we will assuredly misunderstand the foundations of the Christian faith. We are therefore compelled to ask upon what basis the early church set up leadership labels within its structure, then to prioritize them into a hierarchy of status. How much more clear could Jesus have been? Do not be called teacher or leader. Yet we have Paul instructing the churches at length about qualifications, roles, duties, and gifts, defining titles and offices of church leadership. We have Paul's words to Timothy, "Anyone who aspires to oversight desires a noble work." How does this square with Jesus' words against ambition, and that the Christ life is characterized by servanthood, not headship? Jesus specifically rebukes his disciples for desiring to rule, yet here is Paul saying that such an ambition is worthy and noble. Did Paul's obsession with church titles perhaps stem from his own ambition to be called an apostle? He was not satisfied merely to do the work of an apostle with the quiet humility of a servant's heart. He insisted on being recognized as an apostle and calling himself an apostle. Something is wrong with this picture. From this beginning down through the centuries, the church has been defined by its leadership hierarchy. From popes and bishops down to local elders and pastors and teachers, everyone must have a title. Teachers want to be known as teachers. Musicians must be known as worship leaders. Conferences instruct ambitious Christians on the techniques of leadership. Schools are founded to teach the inordinately self-presumptuous to step into their role as prophets, the highest of all Christian titles behind apostle. Has perhaps our confusion stemmed from the words rabbi, and in some translations, master? Of course, we flatter ourselves. None of us would allow ourselves to be called rabbi or master. We would never be that brazen or audacious. In the Greek, however, the words Jesus forbids us allowing to be used of ourselves are not so easy to dismiss. He also excludes use of father, pater, as indicating the source of life from which Pope derives. Jesus says clearly, "For you have one didaskalos, teacher. Neither be called kathegetai, master, leader." Christianity was not intended by its founder to have defined and identified leaders or teachers at all, but to be led by the childlike example of obedient servants. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, First Series, The New Name. Ambition is the desire to be above, and here there is no possibility of comparison with one's neighbor. No one knows what the white stone contains except the man who receives it. Relative worth is not only unknown, to the children of the kingdom it is unknowable. Each esteems the other better than himself. God bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to be called teacher or leader. May my claim to recognition as your follower be as a servant. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatherofthe.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.